You are listening to KBPS Portland. This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. We are joined by our guest, former sports editor Austin White. Hi, Austin. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me in here. Glad to meet y'all and be on here.
Hi, I'm Sydney. I know this is the best place you'd want to be, that you'd want to be here out of any other place in the world. You know, Disney calls themselves the happiest place on earth. I feel like KBPS is the happiest place on earth. But our first question, what made you get into journalism, Austin? And did you ever do journalism in high school?
For your second question, absolutely. In high school, we had a journalism class and put together a newspaper online. We would do stuff. And then once a semester, we had two semesters. Once a semester, we'd do a print product, and so that was really fun to do. But what got me into journalism was, specifically on the sports side. I always remember in eighth grade, we had some project, and I definitely did not do well on it. Completely missed the mark.
That's a shame.
My teacher appreciated my effort because I wrote something about sports and, in Colorado where I grew up. I wrote about sports there, and she put on her notes to me, have you ever considered, being a sports writer, in your future? And that just kind of set me on that path. And throughout high school, I knew coming into high school, I need to join the journalism mm-hmm. class, get in a newspaper class and do that. So ever since then, it's been chasing that dream.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I was in journalism here at Benson for a bit. I published one article. It was a pretty decent article. I feel like I did a pretty good job on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Another question we had here for you. What is one of your favorite stories that you've covered?
Oh, that's tough. I got to think for a second here.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess I could start with one that, not to brag, but I did win a first place award with SPJ on this one. So that's probably a good one to share. But it was on a Lincoln track and field runner. Her name is Sophia Malinowski. She just graduated last year. When she was, I want to say eight, she was playing soccer and she fell. She was like just bouncing on the ball.
Aww.
And fell and hit her head, and her dad took her to the hospital to just get her checked out, see if she had a concussion. And the scans came back. They took scans, they came back. And the crazy part of the story is her mom and her dad, they're both doctors. So they send the scans, and they actually, all the scans at the hospital go to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gets the call that, hey, we found an anomaly in this girl's head.
Oh.
And, oh, by the way, it's your daughter.
Oh.
She had brain cancer at 8 years old.
Right.
Oh, no.
But luckily, both of her parents were doctors, so they kind of knew what to do. They had surgery. It was pretty scary surgery because it was right on her brain stem, essentially. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of skin and fat they got to cut through. But they did it. They got it removed. My story is just kind of talking about how she dealt with that, as a kid, because then you go back to school and it's like, you kind of stick out a little bit.
Right.
You don't want to do that. The kids are all think, maybe she's weird or something for having to go through surgery, but she's been great, and she turned into a fantastic runner. She's going to UCLA to continue track and field.
Wow.
Exciting.
So yeah, it was just a cool story. She's doing great things on the track, and I'm cheering for.
Yeah, congratulations, Sophia. Yeah, best of luck on your future endeavors. But we heard you were a part of the cuts that the Portland Tribune made this summer. Can you talk about how that happened and what was your reaction?
Yeah, so to take it back, last June 2024, used to be Pamplin Media, owned all these newspapers. Carpenter Media, which is based in Alabama, purchased all the papers that Pamplin owns. So that's Portland Tribune. There's a bunch of other community ones. They go all the way out to Forest Grove and up to Scappoose, and then the other way to Estacada. They go down to Woodburn, a couple in Central Oregon too. But anyway, so they bought the papers June of 2024, and unfortunately in this business, you get people who buy papers outside of local folks. Pamplin's had some issues, Robert Pamplin, but, he always cared about the papers and kind of let them run a little bit, not always making a profit. Mm-hmm. But Carpenter comes in, they're not here. They're not in Portland. They want to see a profit. So over the past year, it was kind of just trying to make efforts to, make a little bit more profitable for new ownership. And, it seems like they gave it a year, and, I didn't really know it was coming. So it was a bit of a surprise, but that's just kind of where the industry's at. You know, you get some of these ownerships groups that don't care too much. They want to see the green. So I think those cuts were primarily to get the Tribune back to that, because currently there's a one news reporter and one sports reporter, and that's it.
Wow.
For the Tribune, and they're no longer printing it either. So
wow. That's really shocking. I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. It's like I said, you know, it's part of the industry nowadays. You just kind of expect it at some point. So
yeah. Well, you said that you've covered sports, but did you play any sports, like in high school or maybe in college?
Oh yeah, in high school, my main sport was baseball. You know, I wasn't that great at it, but you know, I contributed to the team. You know, I was pretty fast, so some games I would play outfield. Most of the games I would just pinch run, though. I also ran cross country and did golf. You know, I wasn't very good at those. That was more to just, you know, I played golf so I could get out of school all day. Tournaments, you know, the tournaments start at 8 a.m, so I drive to school. Our coach drives us to the course, so that was fun.
Yeah, I know some people who did the same.
Yeah, so, golf's a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, Austin, a little birdie told me you have a big announcement to share with us, but we'll continue the interview after this break. Stay tuned to KBPS Summer Sound 2025. We're talking with former sports editor Austin White. For those just tuning in, we're joined on air by former sports editor Austin White on KBPS Summer Sound 2025. Coming back from the break, Austin, what's your major announcement to tell us? You know, I've been dying to know. And do you want to elaborate? What do you got for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've accepted a part-time position with the OSAA to continue covering high school sports. And
yeah.
Let's give Austin a round of applause.
Thank you. I'm super excited about it because, you know, I feel like I've found in my career that covering high school sports is kind of where my passion is at.
You
know,
great.
It's fun to see, you know, guys like y'all appreciate the coverage. You know, you get up to, you know, I covered the Portland Trailblazers a little bit for the Tribune and, you know, it's just not quite the same. You know, they don't really even want to talk to you. So.
Yeah, there's a little more soul there.
Right,
the players.
Exactly. So, you know, high school stuff, you know, it's been fun. And I'm excited to, you know, keep working with folks like you guys.
That's awesome. I was actually part of OSAA because I did sports. I did cheer. So that was exciting.
Awesome.
So OSAA, that's really exciting. I'm actually happy for you. So congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So we heard that NPR and OPB are being defunded, and so we're just wondering, from a journalistic perspective, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, right off the top, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, NPR and OPB, you know, they're some of the most unbiased, you know, neutral journalism that you'll find anywhere in the field, right? You know, whether it's newspaper, TV, radio. So, you know, them being defunded is terrible for really every community, you know, because NPR goes to everyone, you know, OPB, you know, that's the Oregon-specific one, but this is going to affect every state's local station. So you lose a resource like that, you know, there's a lot of people that just are not going to be as informed. You know, I don't know if there's any cuts coming to OPB or if they found other funding, but if they don't, you know, it's just another area of journalism that unfortunately is, you know, getting a bit of an axe. And That's bad for everyone, you know, and especially it's interesting, you know, for rural communities, you know, because they don't have, you know, a lot of newspapers. You know, there's not a lot of TV stations that actually go out to those communities. You know, the radio, I feel like, has always done a good job of branching out and going into those rural communities. And so now you lose that. You know, some of those communities that have been the least informed are just going to get even worse. It's not a good sign. I hope it can change or they find new funding.
Yeah, me too. When the news broke, it was very shocking when they first started talking about it. But when it really happened, it really set in for me. You know, I saw the posts on social media and all that, NPR like telling you got to donate, and that was really shocking.
Yeah.
But we were wondering how listeners like you listening right now, how can you support local journalism? How can listeners support local journalism, Austin?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, buy a subscription if you can't afford it, but understandably, you know, not everyone can, so read what you can, share what you can on social media, you know, spread it around, talk to people about it, listen to the radio if you can, you know, if you got the radio in your car, you can listen, you can be informed. So, you know, I think it just comes down to talking about it, you know, having community with folks. I think, you know, unfortunately, you guys have grown up with it, you know, the internet you know, I think siloed a lot of people. But you go back, you know, way before technology and even newspapers, how did news spread, you know, by talking to people.
Word of mouth.
So you need to have community, talk with people, you know, be active, you know, what is going on in the world and what do you want to talk about with people? I think that's bigger than really any subscription that you might be able to afford or anything. You know, you got to be talking with people and informing and letting them know your thoughts, what's going on.
Yeah, no, that's really important. Yeah. Well, we got a last question here. For the people who were tuning in yesterday, you probably remember this when we had interviewed Malachi Roberts, but this question we're starting to ask everybody who comes in the studio. We have a whiteboard in here, and we have a tally mark. We have a tally system mm-hmm. going. If you prefer tacos or burritos, right? And so far we have Sydney. What is
well, I mean, you can't really listen. This is an audio medium. You can't really see like you would on TV, but right now on our tally, tacos is in the lead by 1 point with 7 points. Okay. Burritos, you know, it's at 6. But personally, I'm more of a burritos guy. It's a much more filling meal.
Yeah, and that's just where you're wrong. So, Austin, what do you believe? Tacos or burritos?
Yeah, I got to increase the tacos lead here.
Yeah.
Austin.
I'm going with tacos.
Man, I really liked you, man.
you know, tacos to me, it's just, you know, a little bit more authentic, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going with that. But... You can't really go wrong with either one.
Listeners,
I love me some tacos. You know what? Yeah, because some tacos
What's
are
your favorite
good.
Kind?
Carne asada or carnitas. They're always the best.
I was going to say carne asada.
I like burrito.
I'm with you on that.
I like burrito tacos.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. And that is a wrap on today's interview. Thank you so much for joining us, Austin.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS online at kbps.am.